Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, it might never be too late for women to reap the benefits from starting a regular exercise program, and studies are more showing that exercise can relieve the symptoms of menopause and improve the quality of life while we're going through that time of our life and that change. My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's the editor for ACSM's Resource Manual for Group Exercise Instructors. So, Grace, menopause, time of our lives, maybe not. Perry, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm almost sort of kind of there. And I'm going to be looking to my exercise to help me with everything from my sleep habits to my hot flashes to maybe I won't even get any of those things. So speak about menopause and exercise, and what can exercise do at that time of our lives?
Well, it can certainly assist you. And I have been working with women and myself. I'm ahead of you. I'm already in the cycle. And I teach a lot of classes, and I do personal training and group training. And my new mission is to spread the word. Women need to exercise, even at the time, you know, you're dragging yourself like a piece of wet laundry out of bed every day because you're so tired. The thought of actually doing anything physical seems against the grain, but it really is the thing that's going to help you. So, number one, start moving if you're not moving. The interesting thing that I find is for women that are already exercising, and there are some new studies out there that show this, you kind of go, oh, I'm tired anyway, so I'm slowing down a little bit, and oh, look, I'm getting this little, they call a menopod, or a little paunch around the midsection that wasn't there before, and you know what? It is what it is. But the newer research is showing, is it the menopause, or have you just slowed down? Or are you not doing anything to change the change? So that's what I'm really here to talk about, is change your workout for your changing body. The same old thing that you were doing all the time. Awesome. I'm happy anybody's, you know, getting up and putting one foot in front of the other. But maybe we need to look at what we're doing, the quality of what we're doing, and how we can change it for our changing bodies.
So why don't you start with how we can change our changing bodies? If we're somebody who's used to going on a treadmill, riding a bike, doing that sort of thing, do you want us to first change up our workouts, look to new things?
I want you to look at what you're currently doing, and I'm going to give you the formula. Here's the formula. 3 to 5 days a week, you're working out. You're doing moderate cardio per ACSM guidelines. Awesome. In addition to that, you need to be doing some interval training. And that is, I usually start people 1-to-1 ratio. That is something that is much harder in intensity, but it's only for a minute. So if you're walking, you're walking really fast, or you're walking uphill, or maybe you break into a jog if you can do that for a minute. So now you're taking that moderate activity and you're turning it into an intense activity or moderately intense activity for a minute, and then you recover for a minute, and then you do it again. So you add these little bouts that's kind of, they're like booster shots for your metabolism and booster shots also for your fitness level, because if you're always doing the same thing all the time, your body is very efficient at it, but also your body's kind of slowing down. So that would be number one. You can add that booster shot, those little intervals, 3 times per workout, add it to your 30-minute workout. You can work up to adding 5 of them.
That's a great recommendation, and something that I do, I have just started kind of adding into my own. I've always done it with my patients and my clients, but I'm adding it into my own now because I felt like I was feeling like that, and I jump off, I do some push-ups on my toes, get back on my treadmill, get off, do some lunges, and lift weights really kind of hard, and then go back on the treadmill, and it's very hard, but I'm getting better at it.
And what you mentioned is the perfect segue to where I'm heading next. Weights, pushing really hard. The great equalizer here is strength training. Why? Because women over the age of 25 start losing 1/2 pound of muscle every year. So, big deal, 1/2 pound of muscle. What is that? 35 calories at rest per day. 35 calories a day, big deal. It is a big deal. Multiply 35 by 365 by 10 years, and there's your pouch. So, and I have so many women that I work with, and I say weights, and they, you know, run for the little pink and turquoise ones, and anything that's a pretty color, and if it's it says it's a weight, that's not really going to give you what you need here. What you need is strength training 2 days a week at minimum. That's all you need, and you're doing 10 repetitions, not 20, not 30, not 40. This doesn't go in the more is better category. This goes in, you are maxed out at 10 repetitions. So if you're doing bicep curls, by the 10th one, in good form, you're struggling to complete it. That's strength training. And what is that doing? It's helping you save your muscle that you're losing over the course of time. That, in addition to the cardio and those little intervals, will up the ante, pushes your metabolism up a little, keeps your muscle, that's now, you know, you're, if you lose your muscle, your metabolism or your metabolic rate goes down. Now you have something to work with. And so those are the first three recommendations, and then I add in balance, doing some balance exercises and some core exercises. So, but the big difference, Melanie, is pushing that strength envelope. And I know I have to drag people kicking and screaming into the weight area, but once people do it, ta-da! They're like, oh wow, I see a difference. You know, you don't have to. You're not going to get big and bulky on 2 days of strength training per week.
Well, and now since strength training, you know, because women do lose muscle during menopause and they, or as we get older, you know, by decades. So we don't have to, is basically what you're saying. Can we improve our muscle fitness or just maintain what we had?
You can do both. Think of it this way. If you start at 60, how are you going to look at 70? So absolutely, you can do both. Really what I'm kind of preaching is, just give me those 2 days a week, give me 10 reps, 2 rounds, and you're out. You'll probably be out of the gym faster than you were when you were in there trying to do all those repetitions anyway. But it, for most women, because they're working with weights, they assume, oh, I'm covered, but you're really not. And the other thing that the strength is helping you with, it helps your body with stress. The women that I'm working with sleep better, lose weight easier. It's pretty amazing. And it's also helping you with your bone density, which,
well, it
is
absolutely that's a huge factor, especially at that time of life. And of course, we're all releasing cortisol as we're all stressed out, and exercise can help with the cortisol levels, which again contribute to that pouch you were discussing, that lovely little belly that I never used to have. And so that's another great way. What about things like hot flashes and that sort of thing?
Well, there's, you know, the jury's still out on what causes them, but there is some research that has been done that the women who are physically active, only 5% of physically active women experience severe menopausal symptoms versus 15% of sedentary women. So I always feel that moving is always better. And the women that I see that I have in the local gym where I teach, those women also feel much better moving. Plus, you know, at least in a moment, you know, your body, once you go through pregnancy, perimenopause, you feel out of control. And this gives you something that you can at least control this portion of your life rather than just letting everything take over.
So, absolutely. Now in just the last 20 seconds, Grace, best advice for menopause and women.
Strength train 2 days a week, cardio 3 to 5, interval training 1 minute on, 1 minute off. Add core and balance.
Love it. That is a perfect exercise prescription for menopause and what, you know, women are going through at this time, because, boy, it can be tough, but here we go, ladies. We can do it. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Radio MD, Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Stay well.